Blog Talk Radio.
Is that J Plus? Like this. It's an independent, everything touching everywhere. Them haters better beware. With us, you cannot compare. We got girls in motion. That's Nikia with Ron, the hybrid one. And that boy Del Sean. Upside down, W, A to the Y, S. We the best, yeah, we fight, not a test. Our radios flies in the old wagon set. Like, you can see the nation from the spot in which we sit. Bars crewing into, and we throw the come through, and we can show you we support that local everything. Online radio, independent everything.
You are on deck for another exciting episode of Independent Everything. I am your host. I am Funz the Hybrid One, the executive for Metal Music Records, and the presenter and producer of AllThingsRunners.com Radio and the new show, All Things Hybrid Radio, via the Spreaker Network. It is every Saturday and Sunday from 7 p.m. until. Yes. And I am so glad that you guys decided to join us today with my family, friends, and fans, of course. That lovely lady right there in that chair right there, is that the big mic? No, that's the semi-mic. That lovely lady right there, that is Rhonda Renee. She is one half of the dynamic group. I guess I should call it the Royce Carr and Rhonda Renee group, I guess I should call it. And
the dynamic duo.
We'll talk. Thank you so much for joining and co-hosting with me today. I thought Del Sean was supposed to referring to the set today, but I don't see him. And then we have a very special guest. Let me just do this as we get into Scott. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Scott? It's good to talk to you guys.
Okay. Yeah, let me introduce you to the audience real quick with the dialogue here. Payola, what is it? Why is it banned in the music industry, and how does it affect the selection of music that you hear on your radio? These are just a few of the questions that will be answered with our special guest, Scott Kirby, director and writer of the documentary Music Matters. He traces the decline of the industry to a U.S. bill passed in 1960 called the Payola Act. The law made it illegal for record companies to pay radio stations to play their records unless they disclosed the transactions on air. It was designed to level the playing field so musicians and smaller record labels would have the same chance as bigger acts of getting airplay. Kirby argues in his documentary that the real reason the Payola Act was passed was racism. To keep black artists off the radio. Now, you know, just in reading that, Scott, having been around radio as long as I've been around radio, I never knew that as long as the station disclosed that there was an agreement, a payola agreement in effect, that they could go ahead and accept the record company's money and pay the record company's music. I didn't know that. I thought payola was – there was no out for payola. So I just learned something, you know, just in that right there about the fact that there was a clause that stipulated that if they disclosed on air, you know, the agreement that they were allowed to go ahead and do the payola. I'm so very thankful for you taking time out of your busy schedule to join us today on Independent Everything to share with our audience a little bit about what this payola act really is and how we can do something about it. So I'm gonna step back and I want to get right into discussing how you feel the Payola Act is hurting, you know, the music industry, especially with small labels and independent artists and those kinds of things are concerned. Go ahead, you got the mic.
Yeah, thank you. I'm really honored to be here with Independent Everything, and I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that. What the Payola Law, the original purpose of it was, yes, and it's a very scary and repugnant and awful thing to behold, was the fact that the law came out because at the time artists and labels had been paying radio to play music and nobody batted an eye. It's just, it was not an offense at all. The real issue here was not pay for play. It was pay for Elvis play. This had everything to do with Elvis Presley, because a man by the name of Emanuel Feller, who was an attorney general from New York, I think Brooklyn specifically, came out and said about Elvis, he said, rock and roll is everything I know to be in bad taste. But with Elvis Presley and his animal gyrations, which are most distasteful to me, as I said, everything that I know to be in bad taste. So his idea of the payola law was really to push his concept of good taste on to the mentalities and sensibilities of not only the people of the world, but all the radio stations of the world. So he said, look, the only reason you're playing Elvis Presley is because you're bribed to play him, because he's in bad taste. So we're going to make it impossible for you to take bribes. We're going to make it illegal for you to do business together.
Wow. Okay. So there was a big push in place, I guess, underground to get Elvis played, and so the record company was paying the radio stations to play him.
No. The reason they played Elvis Presley, all you have to do is look at the newsreels at the time during the late 50s and 60s, and the people were going bonkers. I mean, they were going crazy because, as Emanuel Feller said, he said, I want to get an artist that has the rhythm and feel of Chuck Berry or Little Richard, an African-American artist with a Caucasian face, you know, so it's mainstream, right? And so Sam Phillips, who was the head of Sun Records, said, oh, my gosh, here's the guy. He came in to do a record for his mom on her birthday. But this guy was not offensive. He loved his mother. He was a Christian. His favorite kind of music was gospel. They hated him because he moved around what they thought like Little Richard or Chuck Berry, and he had white skin. So Emanuel Feller put this law into place. He really didn't hate rock and roll. This is really scary. He hated people with white skin playing it. That's what he hated.
Okay. So let's come forward a little bit. Now, I've worked at a couple of major radio stations, and I happen to know that it does go on. In the industry, we call it birthday cards. Okay.
Right. Yeah. And $50 handshake.
So,
$50. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, exactly. Like grandma, you shake your hand. They come in birthday cards. And so this, do you believe that the payola act, the law itself, should be done away with?
Oh, absolutely, because it doesn't level the playing field. The real reason for the law to be put in this place was racist, okay? But they couldn't come out and say that because they realized that they would be looked at as bigots and racist people, zealots, if they came out and said, we can't have this law because its real purpose is to segregate music the way drinking fountains and school buses are segregated in the South. So what it came to mean was, okay, what we really want here is a law that's going to make it so artists and labels that are cash poor, that don't have a ton of money, will have an equal chance of getting their music on the radio the way Sony or Warner Brothers or Universal does, the labels with tons and tons of money. And that failed too.
Right.
So it was a failure on every level. And how it hurt the small indie artist. Let's say there's an artist that I like. His name is The Message, and he's on C-Town Records, okay? And he's got a really cool record. It's kind of a hip-hop thing. Okay, he would go to a radio station. If there's no payola law, he doesn't even need a label. The radio station, if it's Clear Channel or Jefferson Pilot or Chancellor, big radio group would say, hey, man, we love your music. We love what you're saying here. How about if we promote your artist, we bring the message to town, our city, and we do promotions, we build up our IT sections, we talk about you on our website, and then we take the message. Let's say he's got 5,000 fans, and they say, if we turn the message, or any artist really, from 5,000 to 50,000 to 50,000 to 100,000 and on and up to a million, if we make you $1 million, would you be willing to share some of that with us if we helped you? Well, the message is going to go, yeah, sure I will. So that works for the fans. Mm-hmm. It works for the message, it works for any independent artist, and it works for the label and radio. But see, that kind of synergy cannot happen because the payola law forbids the two to do business. That's why it's such a poisonous act, a poisonous tenet, and it does not level any playing field.
Okay. All right. What do you, Renee, you have any questions for Scott? I know you do, being an independent artist. I know it's probably all kinds of stuff bubbling around your head.
I'm over here tapping my feet because I'm experiencing that. I mean, I got to really start with this, and being a business major, in college, I have been doing my research for a while now, you know, and everything's out there, you know, all this information is accessible. And I had to, you know, really ponder if I really wanted to do this because I knew I wanted to be independent. But because I am managing myself and voice, and because I am out there promoting, and I'm, you know, I have people that's asking, you know, we were researching a couple weeks ago, and there was a site that would get us on Billboard, but we had to pay $2,500. And voice, I'm not paying the
price.
We are gifted artists. We have something that is God-given. We should not have to pay for people to hear us. And so I just in the last few weeks since I've been in touch with you and a few other people, I've just really gathered a concept, and I think that he's right. You know, I was in the 80s. I saw people come and go, and I knew what was being played on the radio, and now everything is just so corporate. You know, even the music industry is corporate,
yeah.
But there's more independent artists than there are the mainstream artists. And the thing is that since we've been out here, I'm listening more to the independent radio stations than I am the mainstream music because I hear more realness, I hear more truth, I hear more, they're not being put in a box, you know, they can just be who they are. And we were talking about that this morning, we were on social media, and that's exactly what I was saying. Indie artists get to be who they are, and we have to, I think there's more of us than there is of them, but, you know, they'll put a law on top of, you know, for whatever reason, for segregation, for racism. I mean, this is what this country was built on, these very concepts. You know, this is the core of the destruction of, you know, this whole country is the separation of color lines. And like I told you when I was online before, music has no color. The music is the only thing that's going to bring us together. That's it. So
I agree. I agree with
it's
you.
Hard. It's hard.
I agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's hard.
No, I just wanted to say that the Payola Law was meant to have white people sing their kind of music and African Americans to sing their kind of music. And if they would have gone farther, they would have said, you know, you Chinese people are going to have your station and the Native Americans are going to hear that. You know, this is crazy, crazy thinking. And the American people don't buy into it. You know, that's right after this law came out. African Americans became huge in pop music, which is where they should have been and would have happened with Payola Law or no Payola Law. But what the Payola Law did, I'm sorry, Miss, I don't know your name. Well, tell me again.
That's Rhonda Renee.
Renee.
Yeah. See, she could go bypass the major labels and go to one of these stations and say, I really love your music and we're prepared to really help you. But see, the radio holds up their hands and says, we can't do that because we can't make any money. No margin, no mission. We can't have a mission of helping you establish yourself and make a name for yourself in the music industry because we need to have a profit margin. We have shareholders, and they've got to make money. So it screws everybody over. It really does. It's a terrible law, and there was no thought in it. There was no contingency plan that said, let's look at this law. It was made in 1960, but let's look at it in 1965 and 1970 and ask, is this law really being beneficial? They just railroaded and ramrodded this law into place to try to either level the playing field or segregate music, whatever they were trying to do, and on every level it's been a complete failure. Now, let me say this. This is really interesting. Have you two folks heard about Apple streaming service, which is coming up?
Franz actually put us on to that. I mean, we were researching it, but he had, like, we knew about Taylor Swift and what she did and good for her, but Franz just kind of made it. He called me yesterday. He just kind of went in depth with it. And I've been researching that, too. I've been listening to that today, and I've talked to a couple of people about it. But, you know, and I think that's a, you know, a good avenue because music is free. That's another issue is technology. We also are going against all the free music that's out there. And, you know, someone asked me yesterday, why should I pay 99 cents for your album, I mean, for your single on iTunes when I can go listen to it for free? And so we're bombarded at every avenue. Everywhere we want to, there's a brick wall.
Yes, this is absolutely correct, Renee. See, what the free market economy is supposed to do, in collusion that's practiced, every song on Apple's iTunes store is either 99 cents or $1.29. And they've been those prices for the last 14 years. Right? 14 years they started out at that price. 5 years later they were the same price. Today they're the same price, and tomorrow the same price. You can't do that. That's totally illegal. That violates the market economy. And so what would happen if this competition was forced by our government so that the major labels were not a cartel and had to compete with each other, the price would drop, more and more people would enjoy music, and more money would come in to the coffers of everybody, and more artists like Renee would get compensated for their music. and that would be beneficial to everybody.
Yeah. Now,
well, it's a corporate America state of mind. It's all about corporations. I mean, everything is built on corporations, and I don't think. I mean, I'm, you know, I wouldn't get to politics before when I was on, but I mean, I know, I research, and you know, it's just one of those things where I work in corporate America. I've been in corporate America for a long time, and everything is run by the same system. You know, even music, everything has a law, everything has a rule, everything has a, you know, something like you said about the birthday cards, you know, I'm in the biggest music market in the country. I'm in Atlanta, you know, and we have nothing. We don't have, you know, any support. We don't have anything here. And I'm saying this, you know, because it's true. And, you know, and it's unfortunate because we realize we already set a plan with strategics as far as we have to start touring. We need to get out there and get, you know, in the market. But here's the thing about Atlanta. Here, to even go into a small venue, there's many, many, many auditoriums here in places. I mean, stars come through here all the time. Okay, every in the summertime, I mean, every weekend, there's somebody here, old school, new school, whoever. And the problem here, plus you have all the stars, all the people that live here, but to even get in a small venue of 1,000, 500, 1,500, 2,000 people, you have to pay them to perform. You pay $50, $100, $500 for a five in the show. No, absolutely not. So that's what we're, you know, it's just, again, they just railroad everywhere we turn. The only thing that's helping us from my standpoint as an artist is Franz and the blog radio stations. This is where we're getting our outlet, you know, and if people would stop supporting mainstream music and go more into the digital radio, our voices will be heard.
But yeah. See, it doesn't just have to be, go ahead, sorry.
Well, no, I was just going to ask. No, I see more and more internet radios, and they are just blatantly charging artists to play their music. And mm-hmm. How are they getting away with that? Because the Payola Act doesn't apply to internet radio at this time.
Well, see, the thing is that if the Payola law were removed, every single music distributor, whether it's digital, like a Blog Talk Radio, or Pandora, mm-hmm. Spotify, they would all instantly get into the music industry. And if you guys look at Netflix and Amazon Prime, they're not just aggregators. They mm-hmm. they also invest in content. See, that's because right. There's no payola law. There's no payola law in the film industry. See, and this is what's right. going to happen in the music industry. Apple streaming are so big. Apple is the biggest corporation in the world, and they are going to blow the payola law right out of the water. Now, if we want to level the playing field and give every radio station a chance to get into the music industry and help Renee and have everybody say, Renee, we dig your tunes. We'd really like to support you and help you. You've got to get rid of the payola law. The payola law does not help independent artists and smaller labels. It hurts them. It kills them. Again, I said this at the beginning of the interview, guys. 90% of the music on the major market radio stations comes from Uni, Sony, and Warner Brothers because they've got all the money. The payola law did
yeah.
not level the playing field. It failed completely.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do we do to begin to dissolve this thing?
Okay. The first thing you do is go to change.org and sign our petition to get rid of collusion. And the reason why we're going after collusion first, not payola, is collusion is absolutely black and white. Okay? It's totally clear cut that they're fixing prices. Okay? The payola law is a lot more complicated. There's a lot more
yeah.
issues involved here, and it's much more enigmatic. It's going to take a lot of force and coalition and organization from the people that really want to change it. Now, we're going to do that. But the collusion, the price fixing, is cut and dried. So go on change.org and tell your senators and congressmen to force the music industry to obey the free market economy and compete with each other in pricing so that they're all not charging the same price. Because charging the same price is collusion, and that's not legal.
Right.
Okay, and on change.org, is there a particular tab for the petition?
I think I'll tell you what. I if you go to our website, which is musicrevolt.org, you can watch our film
okay.
on there. It's on the Music Matters tab on top, but there's a change.org petition on our website. You go in there
okay.
and you can fill. I think there's a boilerplate template there, so you can just fill that out, or you can write a personal letter, which would be great because the personality part of it, each person expressing their own thought, say the music industry should obey the law because you know what? the Department of Justice fined Apple's e-book division, not their music division, but their e-book division, $450 million. Yeah, for doing the same thing. So how did the music industry get off the hook? You want to know why? The RIAA lobby. Renee was talking about corporate America. Well, the corporate American music labels lobbyist group are the Record Industry Association of America, the RIAA, and they're the ones that are bribing our senators and congressmen to allow the music industry to violate the free market economy and fix prices. So we should really be very nervous. You know, our senators and congressmen are saying we don't want the music industry to influence the radio industry with money. And yet what do? They allow lobbyists to influence them with money every day. It's the grossest form of hypocrisy imaginable.
Yeah, that is true.
So, that's true. So we've got change.org to petition in regards to collusion. And then we've got your website, and we're going to go over this here in a minute in depth about, you know, how to connect with you, Scott. And
okay, I'd be honored. Thank you.
Yeah, what's the website again? Real quick.
Yeah, no problem. It's Music Revolt, all one word, because we're trying to do a revolution here. MusicRevolt.org.
Okay, .org.
And you know what?
Okay.
Our country's motto is We the People. And the music industry, these corporate people that Renee's talking about, that we have to unseat and put the people back in power, they're not going to do it by themselves. We, the people, are going to have to fix this problem. Nobody else is going to, and our country sure won't, because our senators and congressmen take the expedient role. They take the easy role. And if that's letting the record industry with all their money break the law, they'll do that in 3 seconds. So if we're going to change the music, it's going to be we, the people. It's all of us that are going to change the music industry. And we got to make a big noise, and that's the only way that these people are going to listen to us, by making a bigger noise than the three major labels with all the money.
Okay, we are coming down here. We've got about 7 minutes left. And again, I do want you to give our audience a chance to grab them a pen and some paper so we can go back over these websites and everything. Now, Renee, you talked about corporate America and how this thing, again, is being played out. It's just it's how we've done things, you know, for so long that it's just it's almost set in stone. But one of the things I wanted to address was, how is it that internet radio is blatantly, charging artists, you know, for airplay? How are they getting away with it?
I didn't know they were. That's amazing, Renee. I'd love to hear that.
Oh yeah, there's almost not a site on the internet that you can go and get airplay, and they're not charging you. Every last site on the internet, from the 365 Live to the Win Call radio stations, the War Radio, all those, not meaning to call you out, Win, but I'm just saying, all those stations that are under Win Call, they all charge you to get airplay.
That's like reverse payola. That's the artist thing. I mean, that's really strange, and they don't have to announce that they're getting paid. So the consumers and the artists are getting screwed there. That's as bad as the radio payola.
Yes. That happened to me yesterday. I put in a submission for four tracks off of Royce's album and a track off of mine. And I put it out there, 50 artists, 50states.com. And someone wrote me back. She wouldn't give me her name. I didn't know who I was talking to. She hit me back about an hour later, and she sent me accepted to three of the songs. And so two of them, what it is it's a two-song maximum. I didn't understand it because we were going back and forth. I'm like, man, who am I talking to? But she wouldn't give me a name. There was no, and I was really suspect about that, because it's like, you don't send back an email transmission without your information, your logo, your company name, you know, just a regular email. So she sent back the exception, and then she told me, and then she said $50 for a year for 10,000 to 50,000 plays. And I text Royce, and I'm like, she wants, $50 for two songs. And we're just, and the thing for us was, it was cheap. That was the thing. It was very cheap for a year, but it was still paying to play. And there's no guarantees. And the thing is, there's no, on the internet with technology, it's kind of like a few years ago when there was no tax on buying consumer goods online. You know, and the government's always behind technology. They're behind this internet radio thing, you know, but it's all of this. So you know, we found ourselves in a situation yesterday because there's no regulations on the internet. So I have to go out there, and I had to do it today. After she sent that, I had to go do my due diligence and research this company. And that's what I did today at work. I'm like, looking, you know, and I didn't see anything that would have made me pay, even if it was $100. I would not pay.
Right.
I'm not doing it. You know, I'm like, no, absolutely not. Yeah. So, yes, and this, that's what we're going through. That's exactly what we're going through.
There's a lot of them out there. Almost without fail, you do a submission for your artist, me being a label for the artist, you get it back, and it's always, you know, there's very few. I have a list of ones that don't charge, but almost without fail, every last one of the internet radio shows do charge, you know, some kind of a fee to get the artist airplay on their show. We're coming up on 4 minutes here. You guys that are tuned in, that are just tuning in, you tuned in to Independent Everything. I am your host, Funds, the Hybrid One, Metal Music Records, AllThingsFunds.com, Radio, and All Things Hybrid Radio. And that is Rhonda Renee of the duo. See, I got you. And we're live with Scott Kirby. And Scott is the director and writer of the documentary Music Matters. He also has a website. And we're discussing payola and what we need to do to get rid of this this evil entity in the you know, in the music radio industry that is, Scott believes, is zapping the music industry itself, and we want to restore that. Scott, go ahead. Again, we've got about 3 minutes, and I do want you to articulate, you know, very clearly to the audience how they can help to begin eradicating this this payola act.
Okay. The first thing people have to do is make their senators and congressmen know, and again, this is a very difficult thing because these guys march to the dollars, as Wanda Renee was talking about. But see, if we make a big enough noise as the public, that the people that the Constitution was supposedly written for, we can have them go back and look at this law. And this law is racist. And we all know what happened in Ferguson, Missouri. We all know what happened to this monster in South Carolina in the church. And the good thing about that is at least they're taking the Confederate flags off the building. And we all know what happened in Baltimore, Maryland. So I think what we need to do is go to our Senate and Congress. We do not tolerate racism in this country. People should succeed and fail not based on the color of their skin but their attributes. And we need to go in and look at this payola law and say that the guy that did it said rock and roll is okay for colored people to play, but for Elvis Presley to play, and it's everything I know, we can't have this. Black African-Americans should play whatever kind of music they want, and white people should play whatever they want. And it doesn't matter. We're all one melting pot in this country, and we should be allowed to play what we want. So write your senators and congressmen and let them know. And go to musicrevolt.org, and change.org is much easier. That's collusion, okay? That's price fixing, what the music industry does, not only with digital stores like MP3 stores, but also with streaming stores like Pandora, Spotify, Google Press Play. They're all $9 streaming, $9.99, and they're all $1.29 or $99. That's twice into it. So go to Music Revolt and sign the change.org petition and let your senators and congressmen know they need to fund the music industry the way they did the ebook division. Same thing.
Right. You know what? All and right. I think this there is the perfect time to do it. This is the perfect time to do it with everything that's going on right now, with all the conflicts between and the racial divide right now. This is the time. This is the time where we can get everything done at one time because it's already people are already in their emotions right now, you know. So let's just get it all done right now. It's while we have their attention and they're taking a closer eye at the racism in this country. Let's just take care of everything, you know. Let's kill it all.
You know, it's terrible what has happened. I agree. Racism is terrible. And it's got to go.
Yeah.
It's got to go. In laws and what happens with our cops and stuff in the public,
We're down to about 60 seconds here. Scott, I do want to thank you so much for joining us. This is one of those times when this show should be an hour. There's so much more for us to talk about. Rhonda Renee, I want to thank you for showing up today and helping me to co-host the show today talking about payola. MusicRevolt.org, guys. MusicRevolt.org. Make sure you go there and sign the petition for change to get rid of this collusion that's going on industry-wide. I want to remind you guys that Voice has finished her volume number 6. It is Feminist Action. It is an all-female album that she has released for the month of June. It will be available for your listening pleasure on the Nerve DJs mixtape site, that is Nerve DJs mixtape site, as early as tomorrow, and look for it in the stores within the next couple of days, next couple of weeks. And look for the collaborations that will be coming down the pipe from the Europium and Metal Music, Psycho Music, CME camp coming really soon. Look for Strawberries, Chocolate, and You for the DVD version to be released really, really soon. Shout out to G-Wiz Production for having us do the soundtrack for that. We thank you so much. And again, Scott, thank you so much for joining us on Independent Everything. Any last words?
Oh, just that I'm so happy and honored to be able to talk on your program. You two are both very articulate, intelligent people, and if we work together, I'll Facebook friend you both, and anybody that wants to write me or participate in this, it's Scott, S-C-O-T-T, at musicrevolt.org, and we're all the people. We got to fix this country together, and we might as well start with the music industry because it needs a lot of work, people.
Absolutely. Real talk, real talk. Renee, last words?
Hey, I'm on board. I'm amped. I mean, this is my baby. So, yes, Scott, I'll be in touch. Thank you.
Okay. Wanda,
I just want to say I'd like to Facebook friend you both, so hopefully I can find you on the Internet and we become Facebook friends.
All you got to do is look up Franz, F-R-A-N-Z, Sincere 8, so just put in Sincere, I'll come up. Rhonda Renee is all over Facebook. You'll be able to pull her up or go to Metal Music Records, and from there you'll be able to get through all the other pages and everything. I was definitely going to look you up, Scott. Oh, special shout-out to Greg Beasley. Special shout-out to Greg Beasley for hooking us up. We'll have to do this again on the other platforms as well. Shout-out to Greg Beasley. Shout-out to all the Metal Music recording artists, associated artists, psycho music artists, and the Closet Music Entertainment, and, of course, all of the powers that be over at Real Independent Media Group, LLC, out of Brooklyn, New York. Shout-out. Until the next episode of Independent Everything, y'all know what it is. Do it independent. Do it like everything. Love, peace. And Renee, you're supposed to get the hair grease. Love, peace.
Hey, peace to you both. Peace to you both. God bless you both.
Thank you, Scott. Renee, one more hair grease.
Hair grease.
There it is.
Whoop.